Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Lydia from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. First of all, are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
That's undetermined right now. But I would say no. No.
Disapprove then.
Right. Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Johnson's job performance as governor?
As who? Say it again, I'm sorry.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Johnson's job performance as governor?
My governor is Johnson.
Yes, correct.
Yes, I approve that.
You approve it. Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Oh, no. We're on the wrong track, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
I'm going to just say on the right track for now.
Thank you. Now, politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Politically what? What kind of state?
Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
You say southern?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Now, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, would you say things in local K to 12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I'm going to say on the right track. I really don't know as far as unemployment rate and all that right now. I have not been keeping track with that.
Oh, okay. So would you say right track or wrong track?
I'm just saying the right track. I really don't know, but I'm going to just say the right track.
Thank you. Now, Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use of on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
I'm not familiar with that.
Nothing at all, then.
Nothing at all. I'm not familiar with that.
Thank you. Now, supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I'm for school choice. So yes, I'm for school choice.
So would you support it?
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
No, they should be. They should be able to.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes, they should.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should, yes.
Thank you. Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the state for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
Yes, I support it.
Thank you. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
You say should license?
Yes. Yes.
No.
The question is, do you believe licensure, priority, or other preferences should or not or should not be given to Virginia hemp farm?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Should.
Should, yes.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No. I'm completely against that.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their children is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
No, that should not be the school business. That's between the parent and the child. School shouldn't have anything to do with that.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Can you repeat that question?
Yes, sir. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children?
Oh, yes, I agree with that, yes.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
No, that should not be investigated by the state. The state needs to be out of parent and child relationship when it comes to sexual orientation. I am not. If any more of these questions got to do with non-binary when it comes to children, I'm completely against that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good, or there is moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
I'm not too versed on this subject. I really don't know on that one.
Okay. Don't know.
I'll be honest. I don't know.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Let's move on. Now, right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, or a low priority, or it's not a priority?
I'd say medium, and moderate medium.
Thank you. Now, one idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access on behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I support that concept.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely. I don't want to be rude, but how many more questions do you have? Because I have something I need to take care of.
I see. Yes, we are almost done. We're in this 80% of the survey.
Okay.
Yeah, we will highly appreciate if you help us out finishing the survey. Your opinions are highly important. Let's go. I'm going to pick up the pace. So Next one says the plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support it, yes.
Thank you. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Thank you. Now, having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
I would support it.
Is that strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should.
Thank you. Now, do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, home, phone, email, to union organizers?
I'm a little confused on that one.
Okay. It says, do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, like home phone address and email, to
union organizers? Oh, yeah, they need permission. Yeah, they need permission, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or it should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
Minimal support.
They should or they should not?
Should.
Thank you. Now, once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
They should, yes.
Thank you. Now, in 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 30% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I oppose it. I oppose that law. It should be appealed.
Thank you. Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia doesn't do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Uh, deductions for inflation? Yes.
They should.
Yes, they should.
Okay, thank you. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, what is your age?
47.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
It's black.
Thank you. Now, do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a man, female, or other?
I'm a man.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a good evening. I appreciate your time.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.